I was thinking to myself yesterday that there's been a bit of movement in CEO land, in the sense Alan Joyce is gone, Gilbert Glocklin goes at the conclusion of the grand final, Daniel Andrews is effectively the CEO of Victoria.
Sort of.
I was thinking to myself, is it hard being a CEO? And what do you need?
Haven't you been one, Ross?
No, but I know someone who is a COO, maybe. What's that? Chief Operating Officer. Who has a view that all CEOs are psychopaths.
Well, sociopaths, I've definitely heard that.
Yeah. Simone Allen, founder and CEO of Mondo, which is an executive recruitment consultancy. Simone, grateful for your time. Is there a common trait amongst good CEOs?
A common trait, yes, resilience. Resilience, having the ability to remain Teflon throughout is the common trait for sure.
Well, if you mention Gil McLaughlin, Alan Joyce, and just mention those two. Let's leave Daniel Andrews there. they have, over the years, attracted a lot of flack, but just sailed on through.
Yes, manage the armchair warriors in social media, which is one of the biggest challenges. Is that and really investors really active. Investors, what do they call them? Activists, investor activists who, always want to have a comment about everything it's a real challenge for CEOs today. I think being Teflon is tiring, very tiring.
So, Simone, tell us about the balance between, being smart and having that emotional intelligence. If you read the documentation, they'd say that today's CEO needs to have a bit of EQ or more than in the past, or is that people just fantasizing?
Oh, no. EQ is probably the number one, and they're calling it a power skill. A power skill because of the changing markets. It's the landscape post-COVID has never been like, I've been recruiting for 30 years, and I've never seen, we've had lots of big changes. We've had, GFC, but this period in the job market is the most monumentally the biggest time of change that I've ever seen. AI is going through the roof. So a lot of the CEOs have to keep up with, they have to be a futurist. They have to be able to think, what is the world going to be like in the next 5 years? Really now, because we're moving so fast.
Simone, let me make an argument to you.
Yeah.
Let me make an argument to you that for people like Alan Joyce and Gil McLaughlin, it's easier now to be a CEO than it has been in the past. Because broadly speaking, you don't have to worry about what the media says about you because the media has far less impact than they used to. Don't you think? I think that's utterly demonstrably true, that the media does not have as much. You can get attacked as much as you like and it will have no effect.
Well, I suppose we've got Donald Trump to thank for that, right? He's set that
No, I think
example.
It's more fragmentation of the media.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is also that's for sure. But I would disagree. I think that it's so invasive media now. People can't just hide in a corner. You really are. You can't be a vulnerable CEO. And Christine Holgate's example, where the board, there was no real, as a CEO, you're not backed. If something goes wrong, it's the CEO's fault. And it's a very lonely, isolating, tiring job. And you can't show vulnerability. I really congratulate Christine because she does, and she did show vulnerability. But, it's a lot of CEOs, if things are tough, they can't let the world, they've really got to keep the workforce uplifted.
Good on you, Simone.